I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live all over the world. Many stations across the country air this program, but if you're ever interrupted by something political or some game or something like that, we're always available online, live, at aftermath.fm. That's aftermath.fm. Or talkstreamlive.com, which, of course, provides links to many radio affiliates across the country that carry this program as well. So, and if you're not getting the show in the place where you live, call your program directors at your AM stations or FM stations across the country and say, hey. Now, you just be nice and say, hey, you know, I really like Clyde Lewis. I like his show. Put it on the air. Put it out here somewhere. Oh, what a day it was today. Certainly. Well, yesterday was more of a interesting day for us. But, you know, today, yeah. I was trying to contemplate what I wanted to talk about. Got some information, though, that I think you're going to really, really like. Anthony Patch has not been doing interviews for a while, but he decided he's going to come on Ground Zero this week. At least that's what I heard, because he contacted us. And this is one of the reasons why I'm doing the show tonight, what I'm talking about tonight, because he's got some even more interesting stuff to share with you later on this week. So that was the best news I could have heard, because I love Anthony, and I know the listeners love Anthony. And for those of you that don't know, Anthony, actually, his debut with all of his information happened on the show. And a lot of the information that people first picked up on was from Anthony Patch. It was on Ground Zero. And we, of course, Tracy Twyman, of course, knew Anthony, and that's one of the reasons why he was on the program, is because Anthony is just an amazing mind, and we're so glad that he's still a friend of the show. So we are excited to announce that he will be coming on soon. We're just trying to, you know, do the negotiating and everything else, because, you know, we try hard for you guys, and we want you to hear the best guests, and that's awesome. It's still October, and I'm still in this mood, this horror movie. I'm going back to my childhood. I really am. I'm going back to my childhood watching these horror films, because there's, you know, I've out-watched all of my shows. I've binge-watched all my shows. In fact, my friend Lucian called me today. He says, well, now we stopped watching the TV show The Boys. What are we going to watch now? And I said, Utopia. I said, listen, we're going to watch Utopia together. I saw it, but I want to watch it with him and get his reaction. So I told him, because apparently he doesn't have Amazon Prime, so he likes to come over and hang out and watch the Amazon Prime shows. And he told me that he says every time he has a chance, he's going to come over and watch. So I got to warn the wife and warn the kid and just say, my buddy Lucian's come over to hang out and watch TV. But anyway, you know, back to the horror films, you know, talking about B films for the past couple days. And real horror movie buffs know that you really can't talk about a good horror film or good horror films without mentioning Lucio Fulci. In fact, I even have a Fulci comic shirt that was sent to me by a group of guys that do Fulci comics, because they do the zombie comics. So I remember I was exposed to Lucio Fulci's films, one of his films at a drive-in. A friend of mine, and his name was Luis as well, Luis. He and I actually skipped our janitor jobs. We worked at a company called Varsity Contractors, of all things. And what it was is that you were given a building to clean. And there were several buildings to clean. And if you had more buildings to clean, it means more money. Well, we had two buildings that we cleaned. And because we could only have time for two buildings. But we cleaned the Mountain Bell Fleet Garage back when Mountain Bell existed. Mountain Bell was, of course, Bell Telephone. Mountain Bell had a fleet where they'd send out, you know, telephone guys, you know, whatever. So we'd go and we'd clean their garage. It was very simple. All you had to do was just, you know, hose down the garage and then empty the trash and make sure that the cigarette butts were out of there and everything, and you were gone. So we figured, you know, we heard that there was this new movie coming out called Zombies 2. And it looked really scary. And there was a drive-in that was near our house called the Motor View Drive-In. Or no, it was the Valley View Drive-In. There's Motor View is in Bountiful or in some other place, but in Utah, there was this place called the Valley View Drive-In. In fact, it was right in the backyard of my aunt's house, which was weird because she lived in a place called Granger, and there was this Valley View Drive-In. I think there's a store sitting there now, but we went to the Valley View Drive-In, and we wanted to go see Zombies 2. And it was one of the first films that made me physically ill when I watched it. I mean, the most comical thing in the film is when a zombie falls into the ocean and decides to go one-on-one with a shark. And the shark appears to have no teeth, but still able to tear the zombie up from limb. But that wasn't the only thing. I mean, there's so many gross, grotesque, and horrible things going on in the movie and so uncomfortable things going on that we ordered a pizza, Louis and I, Louis Martinez. We ordered a pizza, okay? And as we were eating the pizza started, you know, looking like, you know, they're eating flesh on the screen. And so we're eating, you know, cheese and tomato sauce and mushrooms. And it's like, well, the pizza we ordered did not stay down. Let's just say that we were watching the show. It didn't. I mean, for those of you who've seen Zombies 2, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it, it's Lucio Fulci. That's F-U-L-C-I. If you want to take notes, Zombies 2, it's an Italian film. It's one of those films like a Godzilla movie where they're like, blah, 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 they're talking and then they have the dub over the top of it. So if you want to watch a really, really grotesque, I don't know if it's scary. I haven't seen it in a long time, but I remember when I was seeing it then, I was like, this is horrible. Now, mind you, even though this film made me nauseated at the time, I wanted to see another film. I want to see another Lucio Fulci film. I did. So I walked through a video store and I saw another Fulci film. It's called Gates of Hell. And I thought, I'd take a chance on this movie. I thought that perhaps the zombie film, Zombies 2, was probably meant to be over the top in gore. And, you know, look, I don't know why this bothered me so much because when I was young, I had to have been in the sixth grade. I went and saw The Omen. And for those of you who see The Omen, remember the old Omen movie? Yeah, the old Omen movie. I was like, what? I was like sixth grade, seventh grade when I saw that movie. And man, I'll tell you, the scene where the nanny hangs herself is one of the most, oh my God. I mean, I was a kid and I saw that. And I was shocked. And then, of course, the priest that gets pinned with the steeple into the park. That's another creepy shot right there. And then Last but not least, the guy who said he wanted to kill Damien, and when they threw the knives over into that street, he goes to pick them up, and a truck, its brake comes up, and the truck backs up, and this sheet of glass comes and just lops his head right off, and it goes flying. So, yeah, I don't know why the Fulci film bothered me so much, because I've seen nannies hanging in the window. I've seen priests being pinned at parks, and I've seen people getting their heads lopped off in scary horror movies about the Antichrist, right? But, of course, I figured it can't be all bad. So I got another Fulci film, Gates of Hell. I wasn't prepared for what I was about to see, actually. I mean, I felt like I could not even continue watching the film. I mean, the film opened with the scene of a priest. And what's creepy is this priest, he's all, like, pale. He's disheveled and with bloodshot eyes, and he looks like he's diseased. He then proceeds to throw a rope over a tree branch, puts the noose around his neck, and hangs himself. I mean, it's quite graphic, actually. I mean, back then it really affected me because you don't see much of that going on TV anymore, people hanging themselves. It's a really ugly way to go. So the death of this priest in this movie somehow opened the gates of hell through which the invasion of the dead and demonic entities would commence on All Saints Day. Now, All Saints Day is the day after Halloween, right? It's November 1st. But after the priest hangs himself and the demons have their run of the countryside, there's one scene where two teenagers are making out, and for some reason, the girl looks up. She notices the ghost of the priest. And when she stares into his eyes, her eyes begin to bleed. She's crying tears of blood. And then I can't tell you what happens next because it's just horrible. I mean, some of the most graphic, sick images that make you feel like you're going to, well, do what she does. But she doesn't. It's just pretty. I mean, come on. You've seen Green Pea Soup and The Exorcist, but this is a lot worse for some reason. I don't know why. But it's like you're in hell. It feels dreadful. It's literally. I mean, and here's the most important part. While the idea of the gates of hell being opened are mentioned briefly in the movie doesn't really go into detail. And later I found out that the original title of the film was City of the Living Dead. You guessed it. It was another over-the-top gory zombie film. And believe it or not, this film was banned in Germany and other places in Europe. Why? Because it said that it's a perfect example of violence being peddled in home video movies. So they banned it. They didn't want to sell it they didn't want to put it out as a movie that would be a home video movie. I actually had a copy for a while. And then, of course, when I moved here, I lost all my B-movie collections. And now you can watch them on the internet if you want to. So, anyway. Pretty spooky stuff. Gates of Hell. City of the Living Dead. Anyway. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero. We'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts, or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.